Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m. When I caught
you noticing me. Good for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance. Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you are somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the insurance agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance. If you don't have a good policy, a great policy, that could be a colossal mistake, because hopefully nothing ever happens to you unexpectedly. But if it were, you could really leave your family in a terrible financial bind. You're already going to leave them in an emotional mess. You wouldn't want to leave them in a financial mess as well. You can avoid that. Sometimes people don't, but it is possible to avoid it. You can do it with a good life insurance policy. Two locations, Elizabeth Rook Insurance in the Memphis area. One on Canada Road in Lakeland, the other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. They're online, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, and the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I was listening to you this morning. I was taking little Lou to school, and you educated me on the distribution of coffee sales at Starbucks, because I would have guessed wildly incorrectly that 75% of Starbucks customers get cold coffee as opposed to hot coffee. I thought that number seemed high to me. I mean, I trust your information, but I would have never guessed that. To what do you attribute this?
So, yeah, I was astonished. And let's be clear. I was just reading a story that was about Starbucks releasing their holiday coffees, which today, nice nippy day, you can go get your peppermint mocha or whatever it is you like for your holiday coffee. I have been known about once during the holiday season to go get a peppermint mocha coffee from Starbucks. So today was the day when they unveiled it. And one of their new coffees is, or holiday coffees, is cold. It's like a sugar cookie coffee or something. I don't really know. And in the story, and again, you're trusting me, I'm just trusting this reporter who I've never met in my life, said that 75% of Starbucks' coffee sales are cold coffees. And I think it's not particularly due to the rise in cold brews and cold, like that. There is sort of a phenomenon around that now. More people, it seems to me, drink iced coffee, cold coffee. I notice my kids, whatever else. I think it's mostly that people like a freaking Frappuccino. Like, Starbucks is in some ways an ice cream store. You know, you go in there, I'm going to get a cup of coffee, and you go in there and you order a Frappuccino. It's got whipped cream and cherries and three different kinds of syrups and whatever else. You might as well just be getting a milkshake from Chick-fil-A, which are delicious. But I think that's probably what happens, is a lot of people go into Starbucks and order the equivalent of a milkshake and pretend that they're having a cup of coffee.
Let me tell you one of my moves sometimes in the hot summer months.
What?
I'll sit down and order both, hot and cold.
Ooh.
Oh, I've done that too. Yes.
At the same time.
Basic coffee? What's your hot coffee order from a Starbucks?
I'll just get the light brew. Is it called Blonde? Is that it?
And that's correct.
You say grande, venti. Do you use the language?
Yeah,
you say
venti.
You have to.
You have to. Venti.
Yes. You have to use the lingo.
Okay, you do venti, blonde, and do you put anything in it? Is it black?
No. Cream, but no sugar. I never use sugar.
Okay. Do they put the cream in it, or do you go put the cream in it yourself?
I feel like they do that for me.
Okay. So you don't get black. You get blonde with cream, no sugar. That's what you drink.
Blonde,
and then what's
cream,
your cold brew? Same thing?
Yeah, I do the same thing. But typically what I would do is I would not be in Starbucks. But if I am in Starbucks, typically what I would do is venti skinny vanilla latte. One hot.
Oh, so you
one
get a
cold.
Latte. Venti skinny vanilla latte.
Yeah. Venti skinny vanilla latte. How manly does that sound, by the way, coming out of my mouth?
And then just leave your name as Peter and get the damn thing. The skinny is not fat milk, right?
I don't really know what it means.
I think it's just skim milk.
I think it just sounds better.
Skim milk, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what it means exactly. I just know I heard somebody do it one time, and I was like, well, that must be healthy, so I just copied them.
So okay, well, you say you don't find yourself in a Starbucks. To me, and I was talking about this with Chris Harrington, that there's not great coffee shop places in East Memphis, but the place, here's what a coffee shop is. It's a place where you can go and sit with your laptop and work for a few hours.
That's right.
And to me, Panera, it's not a coffee shop, but that's a perfect place to do that. Are you saying you don't, like when you're saying you don't go to, you wouldn't go to a Starbucks? Do you not go places with your laptop to work for a few hours?
Oh, I do, but I mean, I have. I just don't do it too often anymore. Like, I don't like leaving home. I'm at my house in this studio.
But that's impressive. That means at home you can actually, I used to leave home when I had kids at home. I would leave home to get away from them. Like, that's why I'd go to Panera or Otherlands or Republic when it was open. Like, it was to literally be alone, to not be bothered.
Yeah,
you just lock your door?
Yeah, I just lock my door. No, I mean, I'm pretty good at being unbothered. the kids got their playroom down the hall, and they got their bedroom downstairs, and they're outside a lot now. We've reached the point, this is a blessing, we've reached the point with our young guys, they're at the age now where they have discovered neighborhood friends. So they're like just bouncing back and forth to people's houses all the time. And so, there are times when, yeah, there might be five kids in our house, and it can get a little rowdy, but they've got a nice playroom, and I just say, hey, guy, like, they'll come, inevitably, they will end up in my office / game room somehow, like, they just to, like, turn on the treadmill or something for reasons that don't make any sense other than somebody's trying to get hurt, and I'll be like, hey, guys, this is not the playroom. You know where the playroom is. Let's get down to the playroom, and they're pretty agreeable, so I don't have to leave home to avoid kids.
People.
You have to avoid people. Yeah, I can sort of isolate myself.
Well, and honestly, where you are, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's down there. I don't ever go there, really. But, like, is there a place? Like,
I don't want to say there's not a coffee shop in Hernando, but there's not one that I've ever found is conducive to what you're talking about.
So you'd have to drive all the way into Memphis
a really good one. Watch this free advertising. Right next to Aiden and Ollie, called Coffee Central, that is fairly spacious, larger than your typical Starbucks, and is always pretty
centrally
full.
Located.
Yeah, it's right there by Kelly's
next
store.
To Aiden and Ollie.
Yeah, and so I will go in there sometimes, like when I've got to take something to Kelly or pick up something from Kelly or whatever, and I need to get some work done. Like just a few weeks ago, I had to maybe take Louie to school, and then I didn't want to go all the way back home before I went to the golf course. So I just went to Coffee Central and got some work there for an hour and then went to the golf course. So I do sit there. But generally speaking, I just don't find myself in coffee shops that often anymore because I just like being at home.
I've cut way back on it. Yeah. I used to go to coffee shops all the time. But I went to Otherlands for the first time in 18 months the other day because I just don't go out as much. But I'm getting back to it. And do you personally, I don't feel, maybe it's bad, I don't feel any fear. Like, I try to be responsible and follow all the rules, and as soon as I'm eligible for the booster, I will get it. But I don't, like, not do anything because of the virus now. Do you? Well, you got kids who are unvaccinated. You should. Like, you should still be careful. You have unvaccinated kids. I don't have unvaccinated kids.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not reckless. You know, I'm not, you know, running around inside houses with a bunch of unvaccinated people. I mean, at least to my knowledge. Again, I don't really go anywhere except my house, the studio, and the golf course. That's really the only places I go. And, you know, like Oliver, you know, can obviously get vaccinated soon now. Like, and he will, you know, we talked about doing it in the next couple of days. So, and then Louie turns 5 in a couple of weeks. So then he'll be vaccinated as soon as he turns 5. And then we'll be a fully vaccinated family, thanks to Pfizer or Moderna. But no, to answer your question, no, I don't really not do things anymore because of the virus. But I'm boosted up. I'm triple vaxxed.
I told you I was speaking to this group, National Guard Products. It was last night at Folks Folly was the event. And what was interesting about it was, and I didn't know this in advance, a lot of interesting things about it, but one of the interesting things about it was, so it was 60 people in a room. And I didn't know this, and I didn't insist on this. It wasn't, you know, they're all vaccinated. And the reason they're all vaccinated, it makes all the sense in the world. They sell the products the National Guard makes, which are door-type products, right? You can't be a salesperson, an effective salesperson, going into other people's businesses and not saying that you're vaccinated.
Right.
So there was just a whole room of people who are vaccinated because, unlike Aaron Rodgers, they realized that their job requires them to be vaccinated. And so every single one of them was vaccinated.
I saw somebody last night.
Yeah.
I saw somebody last night tweet, Aaron Rodgers was told being vaccinated would protect his family. And he was like, no, I'm out. I was like, that's such an obvious joke. I don't know why that didn't pop into my head. You can't be walking into people's businesses, because I don't think everybody would ask, but certainly some would.
Yeah. You got to be able to represent. Yeah, I'll come in and show you this stuff, and by the way, I'm vaccinated.
Right. Yeah. So that makes perfect sense to me, that you would have to be vaccinated to have that type of job. But, a few weeks ago I went to a concert that was indoors, and, you know, it was mask recommended, and you wore your mask unless you were taking a drink, or, you know, and then you'd forget that you have your mask off while you're not taking a drink, and then you'd be maskless. And I don't know. I never felt uncomfortable. Like, again, I'm boosted up. I'm triple vaxxed and ready to go. I haven't made a decision based on the virus any time recently. Yeah. Except, like, tell me, should this come up? Because I think it probably will in my family. Thanksgiving. You know, not everybody in my family, like everybody who lives in my home, except my two young guys, are vaccinated. My two young guys will be vaccinated soon because they are either eligible now or about to be eligible. But, like, you know, I don't have to get specific, but not everybody I'm related to who might show up at Thanksgiving is vaccinated. Am I unreasonable to say I'm not gathering with those people?
I would not say that. If it were me, I don't know that you're unreasonable. I mean, we all make our own. Like, so I'm going to my mom's having a memorial service, and because we didn't rush into it. We just, you know, at 97, you just wait till people can make sure lots of people can be there, want to be there, and figure out what precautions we're taking, et cetera. And we're asking that people be vaccinated, but you don't have to show your card in order to get into my mom's funeral service. But like, one of my nieces is not going to come into the church. We're going to have some stuff outside in terms of open sided tents and all for people for the reception or whatnot. But the church, church will be inside. And one of my nieces is going to stay outside. And I certainly respect that decision. I feel totally comfortable. And I don't, listen, I go to Grizzlies games, and they ask that everybody be vaccinated. But I'm sure some people are just faking it, you know. Like, I'm sure there are. I mean, I get texts from people who say, "You realize it's all a sham because some people are just showing." Yeah, well, because these aren't the CIA; they're not trying to really track. You know, they did the responsible thing. They asked for people to be vaccinated. It will drive lots of people to be vaccinated. Some people will think they're so smart and not want to do it and figure out a way to cheat. But so, I would not personally, because I am vaccinated, and I'm honestly, like, I'm vaccinated. I had the monoclonal antibody infection, and I had COVID, and my kids are all vaccinated. If someone isn't vaccinated, I would still have Thanksgiving dinner with them. But I totally understand if you would not. One person I spoke with at this dinner last night was about to go on vacation with two other couples. They're all set. And then one of the couples said, you know, well, we're not vaccinated, and they just canceled the vacation. Like, we're not going to do that. No, sorry. You know, you can do what you do you, but, like, I'm not going on vacation with you. So I understand your position, but I would not personally – I really am conflict-averse, and I personally would not say, well, then I'm not having Thanksgiving with you. Whereas before I was vaccinated, I would have.
What if I'm doing it on principle? What if I say, you know what, we've talked about this, and you're still being – so wrong,
right, an idiot. Right.
So wrongheaded, and it's not even one of those, like, you know. So I don't think there's any sensible argument to being unvaccinated, with rare exceptions. But it's not even one that, like, sounds good. It's just nonsense from people who, and I say this as respectfully and nicely as I can, they're just not that bright. You know, they're just not that bright, but they're related to me, and like, I've tried to talk to them. Other people I know have tried to talk to them, and they just have insane conspiracy theories about this vaccine, and they will not get vaccinated. Absolutely refuse. And so what if I say on principle, I'm not going to be, I don't want you in my home. And
oh, is it in your home?
I mean, I think it'll be wherever I want it to be.
It's not going to someone else's celebration. It's not at your mother's home, for example.
It could be. But like, I think if I say, hey, I think if I sent the text out and said, hey, we're going to gather for Thanksgiving at my home, then that would be the plans. I think.
Weirdly enough, I think it's a little different. Like, if you want to say, if it's at your home and it's your party and you say you're asking people to be vaccinated, don't come if you're not, I think that's a little different than saying, let's say your mom's having everyone over and she wants to see everyone, and you just say, yeah, I'm not coming if Doreen is there who's not vaccinated.
Well, like,
those feel slightly different to me. I wouldn't do either because I'm so conflict averse, and I like people to just get along. And even if you're wrongheaded about something, that's, you know, now that I'm vaccinated and my kids are vaccinated, but I do think those two scenarios are slightly different.
I am typically conflict averse on this specific subject. I'm anxious to encounter conflict. I provoke conflict. And so I think unless I might have a change of mind, you know, but I think at this point I'd be like, if we're doing it at my house, if you're vaccinated, come. If you're not, don't. And if I got the text and said, hey, we're gathering at mom's house, I think my response might be, my family will be there as long as these people aren't. Otherwise, you know, send us pictures.
You're a tougher man. You're or more principled or something.
But here's the thing. I think it's on principle. Like, you have no idea the conversations I've had with some of these people, or the conversations my wife has had with some of these people, and the complete nonsense that they.
Okay, what if one of them said? What if one of them? This is totally hypothetical because I don't think this is a situation there. What if Doreen, my mythical Doreen, said, "Yeah, I'm not getting vaccinated because I had COVID and I have the antibody."
I would say, well, you're running counter to what the CDC recommends. The CDC.
Yeah, okay. Would you still draw the line, though? Would you still draw the line? Would you still say, I'm not coming? You can't come.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, because I think that's a nonsensical point of view. It's a nonsensical point of view according to the CDC. And so I'm not worried about getting sick on Thanksgiving. That is not my concern. My main motivation would be, I don't respect anybody who says the things that you said.
This is exactly what people try to, you know, once upon a time, we used to have this, how do you get through the holidays with your relatives who you disagree with, right? And that was like, that's been a thing for forever. Well, you don't talk politics, it's impossible now. Like, now it's like impossible. Like, it was difficult for people to get through the holidays before we had, masks and vaccines and everything else to argue about. But now that we have this, I don't know how people manage it.
Yeah.
You know, what you could do is you could belong to a family like mine. Everyone is vaccinated. we do have Republicans in the family and Democrats in the family. I don't think we got anyone who voted for Trump. necessarily, but we maybe the first time, but certainly not the second time. But we have definitely principled Republicans in the family. But everyone's vaccinated. Come on, man. Like, we're not like we're not. We could fight over tax policy, but we're not going to fight over this. Like, we're not idiots.
Right. Like, I can be, and I am around people who think differently than me on social issues and politics all the time. You know, whether it's at the golf course. You want to find a lot of people who think differently than you? Join a golf club. So at the golf course or like around people in the neighborhood, and that's all fine. It's completely pleasant because it just doesn't come up. You know, we're not. You know, when we're together for an hour or two or three at a time, and it's completely fine and pleasant. This issue, the Thanksgiving issue, would be different because these have been ongoing conversations for months. That have really.
But why not just say, we're not going to change each other's minds, and you calling this person stupid or whatever else isn't going to help. And so, what, you want to just win now?
What if they told you that their concern is that they heard that in 5 years everybody's going to die who got this vaccine?
Right.
All right. What if one of them told you that they're a Christian and being vaccinated runs counter to their Christian beliefs? Like this is what this
I
is
would
what,
think they're kooky, but they were probably kooky before the vaccine. You know, I mean, like you have some kooky people in your family, GP.
You don't have to tell me, bro.
You got some kooky people in your family. Have them talk to the Pope. But like, if the Pope isn't gonna persuade him, I don't think you got much of a shot. You know,
what if they told you that getting the vaccine turns people quote into zombies, and they don't want to be a zombie all day long because they're vaccinated?
I mean, I would not have much respect for their intellectual prowess at this point. But again, I wouldn't pick a. I would not draw the line. But. I totally understand if you do draw the line, but I would not draw the line. Does your wife get uncomfortable that you want to fight about this?
No, she and I are totally in line in our way of thinking. She's just much more gentle about it. You know, she'll listen to the same person say the same thing, and her response will be something along the lines of, "Oh, please, just please tell me you don't really believe that." Because right. My response is, are you out of your effing mind? Like what?
You've been hyper-trashing this hypothetical person, not this actual unnamed person on the radio for months. I'm surprised you guys are still speaking.
We're not still speaking. I could send you the last text message I sent. Haven't talked to this person since then. Months. You know, and it sucks, but like, I just can't I can't pretend that you're not being insane, and I can't respect anybody who says the things that you have said out loud. And so I, you know, in a different time, I just wouldn't even know that about you. That's the other thing this whole thing has brought about is like you learn things about people.
Okay, let me ask you this.
That you wouldn't have known.
Go ahead, yes.
That you wouldn't have known these things.
You wouldn't have known. You didn't realize how kooky they were. They wouldn't realize, you know, people are making their own medicine. You wouldn't have any of it. Let me ask you this. But since, I mean, I did not know we were going to talk about this.
Me neither.
The whole segment again. So, and it's, why do you think that, for example, in Virginia the other day, the Republicans won a state that has been lately been blue? In other words, If there's so much idiocy going on, and it's not 100% at all Republican, I'm not saying that at all, but like, what, don't you think that I guess what I would suggest is one of the reasons that happens is people get sick of being called stupid, and there is this sense that Democrats are the elite who, you know, all they care about is transgender rights and, and social issues basically, and that's why Democrats are losing ground, because they very clearly are. It's not Republicans who, by and large, are propounding. I'm not saying they're the most unvaccinated, because honestly, underprivileged people in America are among the most unvaccinated. But what's your theory about that?
Oh, I think I can acknowledge there's something to that. I did see, I was reading something, and I don't know the exact wording on it, so forgive me for being not as specific as I'd prefer to be. But there was something I read that said Virginia has voted this way in the first year elections after, like, every president for the past 40 years. It goes opposite of whoever the president is. Like, so when President Bush was there, the next election is Democrats. And when President Obama is there, the next election is Republicans. And so that's probably a baseline. But you have a let's just be honest, you have a wildly unpopular president right now. And I don't think in the Democratic Party, they're fighting with each other nonstop. And all of that is problematic if you're trying to win elections and also trying to reach people. Certainly I can acknowledge that. It seems to be a real problem. Do you have a theory?
I think there's two theories. Like, I was reading today, you know, people always wonder, like, why do these people vote against their economic interests? Like, Democrats want to hand them money and want to, you know, improve the social services and want to improve our healthcare system and want to improve, like, and they're voting for Republicans, right? Well, why is that? And the truth of the matter is, and people are, you know, there was a book like What's the Matter with Kansas or something that described this, like, why are people voting against their economic interest? But lots of people vote against their economic interest. If you go to, I guess this is in the Times today, if you go to look at Scarsdale, New York, it's heavily Democratic, right? And yet those are all rich people who could use the tax, could rub Republican tax cuts. They are also voting against their economic interest. People vote against their economic interest all the time.
I would guess you vote against your economic interest.
And I vote against my economic interest, exactly. And you vote against your economic interest.
That's right.
So why do we think it's so weird when someone who makes, you know, 28 grand and whatever else votes against, in some ways, it's to be admired that they have principles other than their economic interest. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me, though, that what happens is that Republicans try to make the conversation about things like, you know, immigration and critical race theory and transgender rights and things on which Americans fundamentally, you know, Americans fundamentally are religious, do love their country, you know, don't want just abortion on demand. They do believe in abortion rights, but they think they should be limited, you know, in certain circumstances. They certainly have very mixed feelings about immigration. So on all sorts of things, Americans are more conservative than a lot of the most high profile Democrats, right? And that's what Republicans want to make the conversation about. And what Democrats want to make the conversation about is, hey, let's look at the economy. Let's look at the state of infrastructure. Let's look at, I mean, Obamacare was wildly unpopular, and yet now no one would get rid of it. I mean, you know, except for, you know, Republican senators who say they want to, but they can't because it's too popular, right? And so Democrats want to talk about social programs, but I think Republicans are much more successful at making the conversation about these social issues. I mean, let's be honest, critical race theory is stupid. The debate is stupid because no one's really teaching critical race theory, but it's become this phantom that you can, you know, beat people over the head with. And so they're very good at having or defund the police.
Right.
Joe Biden doesn't believe in defund the police, right? But for some reason, that because there are some idiot Democrats who say the words defund the police, which is just stupid because it's political suicide, among other things, that's who gets the attention. And Americans don't want to defund the police. Americans like the police. They certainly don't like getting robbed, and they like a police car if they're getting robbed. So So I don't know. I don't know. I think some of this is just who's effective at messaging.
Oh, there's no doubt. Like, Republicans are very good at coming up with these buzzwords, and they just get repeated and chanted, and people rally around them. And I'd say a decent percentage, perhaps the majority of people chanting, don't even really know what they're chanting about. But it's become this thing. There was this clip the other day. This man was talking about, so why are you voting, you know, this way in this election? And he said, I'm just really uncomfortable with critical race theory. And the guy was like, so what is critical race theory? guy was like, I don't really know a lot about it, but I just know what I know. I'm not, he had no idea what he was talking about, but
well, that's pretty easy. Well, but basically white people don't like being told that they're still responsible for, you know, for black poverty, for the state of things in the United States. And they don't like being told that it has anything to do with slavery or with the society that was created out of slavery or with continuing discrimination that existed long since slavery. You know, we all like to think, white people just like to think that everyone's got a fair shot now and everyone has an equal shot now. And don't tell me that's not true, because it's America, and in America, everyone has an equal shot. And so if there's a theory out there that suggests that one of the reasons that black people in Memphis are poorer than white people in Memphis has to do with something other than their own choices, a lot of white people don't want to hear that, as obvious as it may be. And so I think that's one of the reasons why people hate critical race theory, because it feels like you're blaming me. You know, you're blaming me for that. And then it's not really about blame. It's about identifying what's going on. What's going on in the city of Memphis? Why does Memphis look the way it does? But people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, my larger point was this specific person who said he was voting a specific way because of critical race theory had no idea what it was. It was just like a buzzword to him that he had attached onto. Not a whole lot different than lock her up or build the wall. You know, Republicans are very good at that. Very good at that. And it seems to be beneficial. Here's what I was looking for. Joe Biden is now the eighth consecutive new president to see the opposition party win the Virginia governorship in his first year, following Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Trump. It happens every time.
Well, I hope that makes you feel good.
I know. All right, I'll see you later.
This is a weird-ass segment.
What a weird conversation. What an odd. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about coffee, you know? I just wanted to talk about coffee and Jaren Jackson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That was the plus.
No one asked me my coffee order.
What's your coffee order, Big Ben?
I like to do a grande vanilla iced coffee, light cream with an extra shot.
What kind of man doesn't go venti?
I'll go venti sometimes.
Why wouldn't you go venti all the time?
Because usually when I go to like a Starbucks, I usually go later in the day. Like I drink in the morning, I drink coffee I make in my house. And so if I'm going later in the day, I don't want to get all ventied up, you know?
I have never ordered anything other than a venti in the history of my Starbucks career.
Man, even like mid, late afternoon, that's heavy, dude.
I'm going venti every time. I'm not messing around.
You'd be bouncing off the walls.
I like bouncing off the walls.
I like bouncing off the walls, too.
Kinda. I like that. And even if I have to pour, I'd rather pour some venti out than get a grande.
And I mean, I get the extra shot, so I might as well get the venti anyways.
Yeah, I don't understand people who don't go venti. What are you even here for? Are you serious about drinking this coffee or not?
Sometimes if I'm feeling wild, I'll do two extra shots.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I don't mess around with that. I don't get that creative.
Man, that's the way to go.
We'll be back in a second.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the true out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get true out.
The big NBA story of the day is obviously the ESPN.com story by Baxter Holmes about Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver and all of the toxic situations in that organization. We touched on that in the opening hour. Another big story, Lakers superstar LeBron James is expected to miss at least a week because of an abdominal strain, a source told Dave McMenamin at ESPN earlier today. He has already missed two of the Lakers' 8 games this season, and now he's about to miss at least another week, which suggests more than a week. And first off, he's 36 years old, turns 37 next month. This is the way this works.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see this a lot with LeBron this season. And this mainly because you got stars that you think you could win without him on given nights.
Well, that was one of the explanations for why do you go out and get Russell Westbrook. It's not necessarily to play with LeBron James, although ideally that is what it is. Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. The other reason, and perhaps we're going to find out the more important reason, is because you might not have LeBron James or Anthony Davis at certain periods of the time. And that's when Russell Westbrook can be ball dominant, go out and try to average a triple-double, and provide real production in the absence of one of your other superstars. And so now here we are. You know, LeBron James, again, about to turn 37 years old next month, going to be away from basketball for another period of time. He's averaging 24.8 points per game so far this season. That sounds good, and I guess it is. Certainly great for any 36-year-old, but he's only shooting 46.7% from the field, and that is his lowest field goal percentage since the field goal percentage he posted in his rookie season back in 2004. So it has been a long time since LeBron James has been this inefficient as a basketball player, and now after missing two of the first 8 Laker games, he's going to miss some more, and this might just be a thing for the rest of his career. Like, there was a time when he was seemed almost that he could was never hurt.
Right,
like he played all the time. You know, there wasn't really rest games. He played big minutes. He was always available. And as he's grown older, as tend to happen with professional athletes, your body just can't hold it together the way your body used to hold it together. It's among the other reasons Tom Brady's a miracle. But, you know, Tom Brady doesn't move around a lot, and he doesn't get hit a lot. With LeBron or any basketball player, you are moving a lot. You're getting up and down a court, and your body, again, it cannot endure the things that it used to endure. It's tough getting old. Now LeBron's having to learn it the hard way. This week marks the halfway point of the NFL season. There's a big Sunday afternoon matchup between Green Bay and Kansas City. FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger because FanDuel has given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. As you know, Aaron Rodgers will not be involved. Jordan Love will be starting for Green Bay. So it'll be Jordan Love against Patrick Mahomes. Some good news for Packers, though. Earlier today, Davante Adams has been taken off of the COVID list, so he will be available to play on Sunday. That's a nice target for Jordan Love to have. Offers like this, they're just one of the many reasons that I enjoy betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. I love FanDuel because it's easy to use, because it's safe and secure. They have fast payouts, so you can get paid in as little as 2 hours. So go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gary before Green Bay takes on Kansas City, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Use the promo code Gary so they know I sent you, exclusively at the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S. Your plane's missing the chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this man.
The Grizzlies game tonight, because they're traveling to our nation's capital. It'll be Grizz Wizards tomorrow inside Capital One Arena. Ja Morant, Bradley Beal. Tip-off for that one's going to be at 6 o'clock Central. So we will be out of here at 5:30 tomorrow. Get out of the way for Jessica Benson, who have your pregame show at 5:30. Then Grizzlies Wizards. Tipping off right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, just a little after 6 o'clock. Eric Hasseltine, of course, will handle that call. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Grizzlies and, when Jeff came on, coffee and other things. Well, good night for Jaren Jackson Jr. last night. 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 assists. In a 2-point win for the Grizz. So they're now 5-3 through their first 8 games, heading to Washington to play the Wizards. Jaren, he took 14 shots, made half of them. He was 5 of 9 from beyond the arc, 2 of 5 from inside the arc. So he was better from 3 last night than he was from 2, but he was better from both than he's been much of this season. And then, of course, he had that nice moment at the buzzer. Grizz up 2 after Ja makes 1 of 2 free throws. Denver ball, you know where they're going, to the MVP, Nikola Jokic. He gets the ball, Jaren's guarding him, and then Jaren contests without fouling. Jokic's 11-footer missed short, and the Grizzlies got out of there with that 2-point win. So it's been a super encouraging start to this season, and now the Grizzlies, I think, aren't just playing, and it's early, but I don't think they're just playing to try to get into the play-in tournament. Like, being a top 6 seed in the West, it doesn't seem out of the question.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, baseball season's over because the World Series ended a few nights ago. Grizzlies are not in action, so we focus, whether we like it or not, Big Bet Bennett, we're focused on Thursday night football.
Ooh.
Jets-Colts in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. It's the 2-5 Jets against the 3-5 Colts. This is a type of Thursday night game that makes you examine just how big of a football fan you are.
Mm-hmm.
You'll watch it.
Yeah, what are we looking at here tonight?
The second act of Michael White?
Yeah, that's true. He was a phenomenon last week.
What was that about, by the way?
I don't know.
37 of 45 for 405 yards?
Chance you'll see that again.
You're betting against Mike White?
Yeah.
You're fading Mike White after
Mike White.
Historically
yes.
great performance last week.
Absolutely. The Colts, as much as I hate them, are a proud franchise. They got humiliated last week by my Tennessee Titans, and they're going to bounce back tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Colts are laying 10 points. That's a big number for a bad team.
That's a really big number. I think that the Jets hype is becoming a little too overwhelming at this point, and I think the Colts take care of business and handle that 10 tonight.
You watched the Colts play last week.
Yeah,
and
I did.
And you know that the Jets are now being run by Mike White,
yep.
who was 37 of 45 last week. From those things that happened
mm-hmm.
on Sunday, you have determined that the Colts are going to blow out the Jets?
Yes.
What?
Absolutely. That's happening.
Okay. Hey, listen, you're in charge of this part of the show.
Colts minus 10.
Colts laying 10. That's what Big Ben Bennett says. I'm skeptical, but it's his. That's his prediction.
What should I watch on TV?
Can I interest you in the Queen family sing-along?
Actually, yes, you can.
Because
my child... They do these with, like, Disney stuff. You remember they did, like, the Disney family sing-along thing?
Of course
thing?
I remember.
My child loves this, and he also loves Queen. He has a Queen shirt. I love Queen. That's, like, one of my favorite bands.
You're fired up.
We're going to watch the Queen family sing-along and sing along to Queen hits.
It's a one-hour special performance.
Let's go.
Do you have a favorite Queen song?
Ooh. Off their self-titled album, Liar, is my favorite Queen song. How about that? A little obscurity there.
Look at you going deep into the Queen catalog. Okay. I was just seeing if I could get you interested at all. I didn't even have to get you interested. You came to the show today interested in the Queen family sing-along.
I'm ready.
So it's a one-hour special. It's going to have friends and family from around the country singing in their living rooms to Queen's greatest hits. It starts at 7 o'clock on ABC 24.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we talked about it in the opening hour, that Robert Sarver story that Baxter Holmes did for ESPN.com. If you haven't read it yet, I was going to say it's worth your time. I'm not sure it is. It took me like 20 minutes to read. It might not be worth your time, but it is well reported and the type of thing that could lead to ownership change in Phoenix. If you haven't read it yet and you're interested at all, go check it out.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is Friday. So that means we're going to have Dan Wolkin in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll get ready for Grizzlies Wizards. And I'll have a Dateline preview. But be careful, because tomorrow's a 90-minute Gary Parrish show.
Oh, that's right. Woof.
This is going to be...
We're going to tighten it up.
This is going to get complicated.
And Dateline was good last week. I actually watched Dateline last week.
Did you preview it?
I didn't preview it.
I know.
I screwed up big time. Well, Drew was hosting. I felt, you know, I didn't want to steal his thunder.
Did Drew preview it?
Drew didn't preview it.
Somebody's got to preview Dateline.
I know. You know what it was on? The Murdaws.
Oh.
And I knew everything that was going to happen, and it was still good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dateline can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I will preview Dateline. We'll have to figure out how we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
I got a lot of thinking to do tonight.
Yeah.
So I'll figure out. But I'm not going to let a Friday show go by, especially not two Fridays in a row.
No. I screwed that up.
With no Dateline preview. So Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second, and I will promise you, one way or another, I'm going to preview Dateline. Looking
cool.
forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.